Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and it's our annual end-of-the-year news quiz. This year, a special edition, everything except the presidential election, because we know you're saturated. Our presidential election-free end-of-year news quiz, other than the presidential election, were you paying attention in 2016? Call in if you want to play. Our lines are full right now, but as people finish up, you can get in at 212-433-WNYC 433-9692. And if you get three in a row right, we'll send you a copy of the Brian Lehrer Show activity book. And for our final section, as advertised, where we sometimes do a true or false question session, this year we're calling it real news or fake news. I'll be reading statements that were mentioned in the news, and you have to tell me whether they contain real news or what we call fake news, things that are just not true. So did these things really happen, or are they fake? And Linda in Princeton has been holding on for like over an hour because she wanted to play in this portion of the show. So, Linda, are you still there?
I'm still here and waiting to fail big time. Happy New Year.
Who did I hear say today something about low expectations?
Is that part of the quiz?
No, blessing of low expectations is that it's hard to be disappointed. Okay. Somebody said that on Morning Edition today. The president of a major U.S. ally threatened to burn the United Nations to the ground if he ever came to America. Real or fake?
Real.
Real is right. And for extra credit, do you know who it was?
The character from the Philippines, Duterte?
That is exactly right. The character makes him sound like he's fake, but he's real. Rodrigo Duterte, president of the Philippines, and the Yahoo News headline, as one example, is Duterte says he'll burn down the United Nations. The New York Times reports his full statement as, "I will burn down the United Nations if you want. I will burn it down if I go to America." Okay.
If you want. I love that.
If you want.
He'll do a referendum on it.
Number two, we found out that Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta is a Satan enthusiast after WikiLeaks revealed that he participated in spirit cooking dinners with Marina Abramovich, a noted cannibal.
False.
False is right. And what's real there is Abramovich did invite Podesta to a dinner found in the WikiLeaks email dump. She called it spirit cooking, a reference to her performance art piece from 1997. But there was no actual cannibalism or Satanism involved in the dinner. She told Art News the dinner had no blood, no anything else, just calling things funny names. That's all. So you can look up the November 4th edition of Art News for the real version of that. Okay, one more. And all this holding on that you've been doing all morning will be for something, for an activity book and for bragging rights at your New Year's Eve party. We found out this year that the entire economy of Venezuela is being undermined by a Home Depot employee in Alabama using his Twitter account. Real or fake?
Fake.
Oh, Brian,
don't do this to me.
Oh, should we send Linda an activity book anyway for her?
Please.
For her dogged determination? I think we're going to do that, Linda.
Oh.
Just for your because it took three times of getting you on the air.
Oh, that's
and saying,
wonderful.
And you saying,
thank
I'm
you.
Hanging on for the activity, for the real or fake news, and you did get two. But the answer to this was real. The Wall Street Journal headline reads, Venezuela's nemesis is a hardware salesman at a Home Depot in Alabama. His site tracks the black market exchange of the Bolivar, swaying the price of everything.
Oh, wow.
So, Linda, hang on. We'll take your address off the air, and we're going to go on to Kevin in Brooklyn. Hi, Kevin. You ready for some real or fake news?
Sure am.
In a statement, a spokesman for IKEA asked teenagers to stop sneaking into IKEA stores and throwing sleepover parties in the furniture section. Real or fake?
I did not hear this story. I'm going to go real.
It is real. The BBC headline reads, IKEA says illegal teenage sleepovers must end. Next one. Hillary Clinton's aides, as revealed by WikiLeaks emails, were involved in a child sex trafficking ring based in a Washington, D.C. pizza parlor. Real or fake?
Fake with real reactions.
Fake with real, yes, consequences. The New York Times explains that users of the website 4chan decided that the word pizza, which was found in the Clinton email dump, was actually a code word for child pornography, and conspiracy theorists ran off with this made-up claim, and the whole thing spiraled out of control. None of this is actually true, but yes, real-world consequences, because we know about that incident where the guy went into that pizza parlor shot a rifle shot into the ground. All right, one more, and you win an activity book. George Soros, Democratic mega donor, owns a company that makes voting machines. 16 different states used his company's voting machines during the 2016 election, and they could have been rigged to favor one candidate over the other because they were George Soros's machines. Real or fake?
Fake.
Fake is right. PolitiFact writes, abundant evidence shows that Soros owns no voting machines in the United States. It's as simple as that. So, Kevin, you win a Brian Lehrer Show activity book. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thanks, Brian.
And since we only have one more real or fake question and only time for one more anyway, you can stay on and you'll get this one just for fun. Okay, you ready?
Okay, going to talk my way into a mug.
After accidentally setting his daughter, Ruby Quincianera's Facebook page to public, Ruby's father received over 1.2 million RSVPs from enthusiastic partygoers. Unable to stop the invite gone viral, thousands of people ended up celebrating Ruby's birthday with her in Mexico. Real or fake?
I'm going to go fake.
That was actually real. Ruby's father wrote in his invitation, everyone is cordially invited, never knowing that it would be taken literally. Indeed, it was after thousands showed up to her party in central Mexico to celebrate the rite of passage. So there you go. Kevin, thanks a lot. Hang on. We're going to send you an activity book. And thanks to everybody who called in and took your shots today. We know you didn't want to lose your shot at the Brian Lehrer Show end of year news quiz and the activity book prize. Stay tuned for the Leonard Lopate Show coming up after the news with three co-founders of Food 52 and other guests. And we say goodbye one more time to David Bowie. Take your passport.